Up next is Read to Me.
Practice makes perfect, but perfect's not working. There's a lot more to music than knowing where your cue's gonna be. You can play all the right notes, but that don't mean you're moving me. But if you can jump like David Lee Roth, or pump your fists like your Bruce the Boss, if you got heart and soul, you can rock and roll. Rock and roll. Strumming, drumming, slide across from running the stage is your home if you learn how to own it like the greats did. There's no way that you can fake it. You gotta feel the beat before you can move, even though you're not wearing blue suede shoes. Making mistakes, but that won't matter. If you can swagger like old Mick Jagger, you got heart and soul, you can rock and roll. You can rock and roll. Solo! Live and you die for the music inside. If the 1-4-5 never gets old, then you can rock and roll. Rock and roll. Alright, now take it low. Now I need the spotlight to hit me right here as the crowd starts to cheer. I need the fan to blow right through my rock star hair right here. If you can scream like Axl Rose, or sing like you're seeing a show after show, if you got heart and soul, you can rock and roll. If you got heart and soul, you can rock and roll. You can rock and roll. Woo. You can rock and roll.
All right, Read to Me singing a Camp Rock song, apparently.
Heart and Soul from Camp Rock 2. You guys are really testing my contemporary Disney knowledge. Like, I've only seen Camp Rock 2, like, parts of it very briefly, so.
I've never seen Camp Rock 2. I've seen Camp Rock 1, but I've never seen Camp Rock 2.
It's a Jonah Hill song.
Y'all don't need to know what I stand on this.
We already do.
I have to say, this is a really interesting lyrics because Swagger Like Mick Jagger's, isn't this a kid movie?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the kids at home are probably like, what is Joe Jonas talking about Mick Jagger? I don't get it.
Yeah, a lot of the musical references were kind of awesome, though, like Axl Rose and all them. All right, sounds like country rock. And then my last one was pretty much sounds like Huey Lewis in the News. Like Heart of Rock and Roll. That's pretty much like a ripoff of it in a sense to me. Reed singing a teenage song or a song sung by teenagers. I really don't have much to say. I like the energy. The spoken parts made me giggle. That's all I really have. I really don't know what to say about this. Ambie?
For me, laugh out loud, Reed. My favorite parts of this were actually the parts where you were not really singing. I loved your opening improvisations, and I loved the part in the middle was like, okay, now I'm on a stage, and give me my fan and blow my rocket head.
Yeah,
like, I thought those parts were hilarious. But while I thought that you really like commanded the presence of the song in those parts, I felt that when you were actually singing, that you were a little less like rock star. Like when you were actually talking, like you totally had the rock star character going on. But I thought that singing wise, you were I could tell that you were, like, trying to be a little looser with it, but it still kind of came off, like, strict to me at times. It didn't flow as nicely as I would have liked to. And there were times when I felt that it was really pushing the upper part of your range. Jeffers?
Reed plus Jonas Brothers equals, huh? Hey, it doesn't sound bad. That was my first note. Because, like, he was in discussion with him. I was talking with him, like, throughout the week on his song and stuff, like, what he was thinking of. I was like, Jonas Brothers, are you sure, Reed? Yeah, I'm going to draw it. Jonas Brothers is actually a baritone. Oh, my goodness.
What a great
I'm
Reed
surprised.
Impression.
It came out more like Russ sounding. This was just really fun to listen to, and this might rank as one of my memorable moments in this season, Reed singing kids pop rock. Okay.
Kind of like JC singing Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. Hello, hello,
hello. Okay, Zell and Reed, I'm sorry, but that's like on its own level. I just thought this was a lot of fun to listen to, Reed, and I agree with Ambi. Some parts sounded a little strained, and I think the lead into the first chorus sounded a little bit underpitched, but that was all I had. Like, overall, this was just very fun to listen to, and it was refreshing in tonight. Yeah, so that's all. Good job.
Do we have nothing more to add?
Nothing more.
No, ma'am.
All right, in which case, coming up...
Has gotten so many songs tonight.
Where is the Lemonade Mouth? No one sung Lemonade Mouth yet. I don't think anybody's going to.
Oh.
Go watch Lemonade Mouth, guys. It's really good. Lemonade Mouth is really good. Go listen. I mean, watch. And listen. Because they sing in the movie, so you'll need to listen. Coming up next is Lash, who is immune. So, see if she really needed that immunity or not.
She's an evil, badass villain.
Oh, she wants the good times back.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, then snap! The job's a game! And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. Alacas free, it's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. In the most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. In the most delightful way. The honeybee that fetched the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip of every flower that they sip, and hence they find their task is not a grind. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. In the most delightful way.
Lash. Okay, what is up with you and picking like my most hated songs of all Disney time?
Really?
Like really?
I
have a personal vendetta against this song.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
Personal vendetta, story time. Rochelle Ehler moment. When I was in kindergarten, I was made to sing this song as a solo. As like the way that the kindergarten classes worked were like they picked a Disney movie that was the whole class's theme. And then, like, so the theme of the class was, my class was Mary Poppins. And they picked me to be Mary Poppins. And I didn't want to, I was like five. I did not want to sing Spoonful of Sugar. I wanted to sing Let's Go Fly a Kite, which my friend Melissa was singing. I just did not want to sing this song, but it forced me to sing this song. And then the guy who was Bert sang Jolly Holiday. And I was made to, like, go, like, sit on his bended knee. Like, and then all the adults were like, oh, wow, cute. The little five-year-olds are, like, singing a little love song together. It's so adorable. But I got teased for, like, 2 years after that about the fact that I had to sit on Brad Tuffy's knee. And, like, yeah. The people in my school were not cool. I also have a personal vendetta for similar reasons against It's a Hard Knock Life from Annie. Because I had to sing that. And the people in my school were just... The people in my school were just really mean and jackassy, and for years, like, as I'd be walking down the hall, they would, like, mockingly sing It's a Hard Knock Life to me for, like, years. Like, they were bullies to me in high school. Like,
did you ever kick them in the balls?
No, but they all got their own because now they're all, like, you know, like, just nobodies and, like, you know, the whole thing is, like, this is, like, a personal thing, but they're all kind of, like, you know, living in this, like, they're still living in their high school years and so on and so forth, and I've moved on, and they're still kind of, like, living in the past type of thing. Like, those were their glory days, and I know that I have better days ahead of me when they're still stuck in their football playing, you know, basketball playing days. I went to a very sportsy school, but they didn't care about the arts at all, so that's why they basically, like,
for you.
They basically mocked anyone who was ever in a musical. But then when I was in the senior show, when I was in, like, the lead the senior year in high school, they all were like, oh, we're sorry, because I was really good. And they're like, you're actually really good. We're sorry to make fun of you for all these years. So suck it, bitches. Suck it. Anyways, laugh. Yeah.
That was a good start.
Lash. Even though you picked a song again, Personal Vendetta against, I hate it. I thought that... You're getting so good on picking songs that work for your voice, because your voice is, like, so unique compared to, like, everybody else in the competition, that sometimes you can't sing the same songs that everybody else does. But this was, like, a nice fit for you, and it just had this chipperness to it that I loved, and happiness, and just, I liked it. And the energy was really good, and I just... Yeah, I don't have a lot more to say except for the fact that I really liked this for you, and I thought that it was good. So great job, Lash.
I agree, Lash. Like, I thought your accent was charming and very fitting for the song, and you have this very, like, crisp-sounding voice, and your vocals are always so, like, bright-sounding, and it really worked well in this song. And this was just really fun to listen to, and your dynamics are always so good. Like, even in Popstar, like, your dynamics are always, like, what really sets your songs apart from the other people. So I just really like this a lot, Lash. You didn't need immunity either, I don't think. Zoe?
Stop taking my notes, Jeffers. Because pretty much I had the fun to listen to. And this is the second Julie Andrews song that I know that she's singing. Because she sang Lonely Go Herd and performed it last season.
Oh, is that the yodeling song?
Yeah.
Is
I'm not gonna attempt yodeling. I sound like a dying horse. Yeah, good job.
All right. Dying horse Zell, I must hear this sometime.
Well, I'm goat caller Ambie, and she's dying horse Zell.
I like that. All right. Okay. So up next is Genesis.
Once a lonely caterpillar sat and cried to a sympathetic beetle by his side. I've got nobody to hug. I'm such an ugly bug. Then a spider and a dragonfly replied, if you're serious and want to win a bride, come along with us to the glorious annual Ugly Bug Ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball, to the ball, and a happy time we'll have there. One and all at the Ugly Bug Ball. Thank you. while the crickets cricked their cricky melodies. All the ants were fancy dancing with the fleas. Then up from under the ground, the worms came squirming around. Oh, they danced until their legs were nearly lame. Every little crawling creature you could name. Everyone was glad. What a time they had. They were so happy they came. Come on, let's crawl to the ugly bug ball. And a happy time we'll have there. One and all at the ugly bug ball. Then our caterpillar saw a pretty queen. She was beautiful in yellow, black, and green. He said, would you care to dance? Their dancing lent a romance. Then she sat upon his caterpillar knee, and he gave his caterpillar queen a squeeze. Soon they'll honeymoon, build a big cocoon, thanks to the ugly bug ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl to the ugly bug ball, to the ball, to the ball, and a happy time we'll have there. One and all at the ugly bug ball.
Oh dear, this episode seems to have a habit of putting me and Zell on songs we don't know first, and this is
classic. And I'm cool all around.
This is classic, right, Zell?
Oh yeah, Summer Magic, a Haley Mills film.
What in the world is this? The one thing I did recognize though was the instrumental break. I was like, oh, this sounds so familiar. And in the singing section, I'm like, no, never mind. So this was The Ugly Bug Ball by Genesis from, what was it again?
Summer Magic.
Summer Magic.
60-something.
Yeah. Classic. Genesis, first off, your poor mic quality. I hope your regular mic gets fixed and everything soon.
Oh, wait, that wasn't on purpose? I thought that was on purpose to match the vintage-y quality of the backtrack.
His email said that his regular mic is out of commission and it's in the repair shop this week, so... He's using his old
USB. Oh,
you fooled Andy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good job, Genesis.
Definitely fooled me, yes.
I didn't say anything. Let's see. I liked how you've played around with some phrasing, or certain phrases, and I thought overall your tone and your voice sounded good on this song. Like, I didn't have a lot written down. Yeah.
How does it feel, Jeffers? How does it feel?
It feels refreshing because I don't know what this is, but it's fun to listen to.
Uh-huh.
So, passing off to Zell, the expert.
Oh, I love this song. It's such an adorable little song.
Zell's reaction in the chat. OMG, no way, in all caps.
Yes. Summer Magic has some really good music, and I recommend it. Not only because it's Sherman Brothers, but it's also a really good soundtrack. Moving along.
Sherman Brothers.
Haha. First, I thought there's a backtrack to this, but then later on, I heard it's a vocal rip. While it was fun for the most part, like near the end, it started to get a little too repetitive for my liking. So if it was probably switched up a little bit here and then it would have been like really nice. But that's all I really have. Ambi?
Yeah, my first note was, nice changing your quality to match the vintage sound of the pack. Although apparently that wasn't the case. I should have read the email, perhaps.
That's okay. Good job, Genesis. It was a very smart move. Good job. It totally worked. No, cha-ching.
I liked your diction on this. Like, I liked how you were, like, at the ugly bug ball. Like, it was very, like, proper-y sounding to me, which I know that I only know this song because it was on one of my old school Disney sing-along song tapes. It was on one of them, so that's how I know this song personally.
What, it was?
That's how I know this song. It was on, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I did not know that.
I had like all the sing-along song tapes when I was younger. See, I feel like this might have been on one of them.
Yeah, I'm missing like a good maybe fourth of them or so.
I had them. I think I had them. I had like got a lot, but I'm pretty sure this was on one. I feel like there was one that was all about live action movies, and like Zippity Doodah was on there, Mary Poppins was on there, Bedknobs and Broomsticks was on there, and I feel like this was on there with it. I feel like that's what it was. Not 100% sure, but anyways, I digress. So I thought it was a very interesting choice, and I thought it was interesting at times, but sometimes it felt a little one level-y to me. I feel that again, in like the chorus of the "Come on, let's crawl," I felt that each of those, like I thought the verses sounded different, but I thought all the choruses sounded very similar. Again, with like the could be copied and pasted to me. So I would have liked a little bit more differentiation in there, but overall, I thought this was decent, pretty decent. Decent job, Genesis.
Thank you for Summer Magic.
Zella's happy now.
I am.
And it's really fun.
Until she gets something else that she doesn't know.
I'm looking at the at who's coming up next, and I guarantee, and I'm pretty sure Zell's not gonna know this one.
No.
Because I have the master song list of everybody this week. So that being said, coming up next is Turtle.
Turtle, what did you
bring
me?
Surprise!
Surprise!
She's back.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
She's the one that came back. Yay!
Yes. So we will reveal who dropped at the end. Dun dun dun.
Yes. She's back.
She's back.
Into your head, into your mind, out of your soul, race through your veins. You can't escape, you can't escape. Into your life, into your dreams, out of the dark. Sunlight again, you can explain, you can explain. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Rushing through your hair, rushing through your head. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Don't let nobody tell you your life is over. Be every color that you want. Enter the rush now, you don't have to know how. Know it all before you try. Pulling you in, spinning you round, lifting your feet right off the ground. You can't believe it's happening now. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Rushing through your hair, rushing through your head. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Don't let nobody tell you your life is over. Be every color that you are. Enter the rush now, you don't have to know how. Know it all before you try.
Take you to another place. Imagine everything you can. All the colors start to blend. Your system overloads again. Don't let nobody tell you your life is over. Be every color that you are. Enter the rush now, you don't have to know how. Know it all before you try. Don't let nobody tell you. Don't let nobody tell you. Don't let nobody tell you your life is over. Be every color that you are. Enter the rush now, you don't have to know. Do it all before you try. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, and that was Turtle with the movie or song I do not know.
That was Rush by Ali and AJ. And it was actually in the Decon movie Twitches, starring the twins. I can't remember what their names are at the moment.
Tia and Tamara. Yeah,
their witches movie. Right. It was in there.
Yeah, the only songs I know from them are their Christmas album, because I actually own it.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I actually like their Christmas album. And I know they did Cowbells. I think that's what it's called.
They were the stars of Cowbells.
Okay, let's see me try to get this one right now. I like the tone/feel of your voice on this, especially on like the lower parts or the softer parts. And this is just an assumption. It sounds like you were bright on some parts, but I assume that's part of the song. The overlay near 155, the vocal seemed off or not right. And I don't know if this is a vocal rip or this was a karaoke with back vocals, because like at around 305, it just started to feel a little weird or didn't sound right.
I think it was a karaoke track. I think it sounded not too bad for me anyway.
Okay. Again, familiarity with the song will do that to you. Ambie?
Okay, to me. For me, I needed more oomph in the choruses. I think I said this on JC's, Genesis. I keep doing that. The verses I liked, but the choruses, again, this is becoming a reoccurring theme throughout multiple people in the competition. The choruses just sounded a little too much like a carbon copy of each other, and they just needed as the song progresses, I think that the choruses need to build a little bit more with the verses, because then when you're building the verses and then you kind of go backwards with the choruses, it kind of like goes, you're stepping backwards instead of moving forward with it. And it kind of is just like a speed bump, or I guess more like a dip in the song itself rather than a bump. It's a dip in the song because it kind of takes you a little bit out of it. But overall, I thought this was pretty good. I thought it was decent. I thought that the vocals were good. I don't know the song very well, so I'm going to like I know it, but I don't know it like super well. So I'm going to trust in whatever Jeffers has to say about correctness on notes, because I'm not 100% sure if the notes were all correct or not. So Jeffers, were they?
I think they were, except for this, there was one section in the lead up into the first chorus, I think, like the, can you feel it rushing through your hair? I think it was over there where it sounded a little shaky, but not really. There was one section towards the beginning that was a little shaky for me, but vocally wise, I thought this was overall very good. And I agree, I wanted more, like, energy in the chorus. Like, it had a build from the verse, but I just needed more. And it was a little too reverb heavy for my liking, just a little bit less. But I thought it was a very fun song choice and a nice way to mix things up, and it was fun to listen to. So good job, Turtle, and welcome back for now.
Welcome back.
We will see if she sticks around.
Ominous.
Okay, so
all right, in that case, coming up next is Sharp Cookies.
It's out with the old and in with new. Goodbye, clouds are gray. Hello, skies are blue. A dent in a pool, a trip to the spa. Let's daze in my shades. The whole world according to moi. Excuse me. Thank you. Icy imported from England. Lifeguards imported from Spain. Towels imported from Turkey, and Turkey imported from Maine. We're gonna relax and renew. You go do. I want fabulous, that is my simple request. All things fabulous, bigger and better and best. I need something inspiring to help me get along. I need a little fabulous. Jimmy Choo flip-flops. Where is my pink Prada tote? I need my Tiffany hairband, and then I can go for a photo. I want more. I want fabulous. That is my simple request. All things fabulous, bigger and better and best. I need something inspiring to help me get along. I need a little fabulous. Is that so wrong? I want fabulous, that is my simple request. All things fabulous, bigger and better and best. I need something inspiring to help me get along. I need a little fabulous, is that so wrong? This won't do, that's a bore. That's insulting, I need more.
Sharp Cookies with fabulous. I love Sharpay. I love Sharpay.
No, was I think Zelda she's one, awesome.
Was Zelda the one that said I want to just punch her in the face one time? I think that was
potentially.
Oh, that was totally Zelda. What am I talking about?
You remember that?
Okay.
Yes, I do.
He's like an elephant. He remembers everything. So, Cookies. Okay, I think that you have a very good voice for this song, but I don't know if you executed the song overall very as well as it could have been. I thought that your diction suffered at times, especially in the beginning. I thought that I was having a hard time understanding some of your words. And overall, I just thought that you needed to be bitchier and have more fun with it. Because it's like, you're a stinking rich brat girl on vacation at mommy and daddy's resort condominium. You can have anything you want. And I just think you needed to be, I don't know, bigger with it. And at times it just kind of seemed bored. And I don't know. And then where were the, like, the little acting asides with, like, the, like, they're singing back when you're like, read my lips and all that stuff.
Oh, the overlapping like parts.
That. Yeah, the hello, read my lips and all that stuff. Like, there were a couple of moments when you had the bitchy, like, Valley Girl thing going on, and I liked them, but I needed more of that throughout. Like,
yeah.
The ones that were there was like, oh, that's it, where is that throughout the rest of this? I want more of that. Mm-hmm. I need more.
You sounded very catchy on that.
Like, snapping fingers and everything.
Mom, thank you for making a title sequence.
Mom, we need Sharp Cookies to get more bitchy.
Anyways, and then overall, I just thought that there needed to be much more oomph in the second half of it. It just didn't, it was all kind of dynamically one level for me throughout. Like, I loved your voice on this, and I think that this is a song that you really could have, like, shown off on and owned, but I just don't think it was executed as well as you could have, and that makes me sad, because I would have expected more from you on this Cookie, so I'm a little disappointed. Jeffers?
Yeah, I for the most part have the same notes as Ambi. Like, I actually, my notes have Cookies. Sounds like she's singing very carefully. Like, I thought, like, this was sung well. Like, I felt like she was focusing more on the singing than the performance. And in a song like, because it's vocally, it was nice. But, like, in a song like this, it needs the attitude and the performance in there. And I didn't quite get that either. Yeah, that's about it. Just more. Oh, in the second half, it got a little bit airy sounding. I would have liked a little more power and belting in that. But, like, the performance was the main thing. I would have liked more on Cookies. Zell?
Yeah, there to say more energy, more acting, because I think from what I actually heard of the song, I think that's what this whole thing is. It's just a performance, really. Maybe yeah, Laura Bell, like, Bundy.
McQueen.
Like Laura Bell Bundy.
Yes. And all that. Yes. Yes.
I did catch.
Yeah, very Elle Woods.
Yeah. They're both blonde anyway.
I love pink.
Yes. Oh yeah. There's something else, but no. I know my spot. I did catch the notes on diction, as Ambi said. And I thought maybe it was starting to get a little high for her in her range. I don't know. Or that was just part of the energy thing as well.
Yeah. That's when I had down it. She started getting a little bit more airy.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I don't know which one of y'all said it, but I think had she really gone for it, she could have done really well with this song. And that's all I have.
Okay.
All right. In which case, coming up next is, if I can bring up the spreadsheet. Oh, is my deck pack buddy, Ome!
Ome!
Ome Kado 9. Ome!